In late 2010, the Tok School fired up its new biomass boiler to heat the school. By 2013, it was providing electricity as well and saving the school district about $350,000 per year. Now those same scrubby trees will help grow fresh vegetables for the district's students. As part of our ongoing look at energy in Alaska, APRN's Ann Hillman reports on the transformation.
This is the story of how this turned into this. And then this.
Spinach, kale, regular lettuce.
It all starts with a massive pile of wood chips made from trees, cut to reduce wildfire risks near the community of Tok, which is surrounded by thick stands of spruce. The chips feed onto a thin conveyor belt that slowly dumps them into a giant boiler.
We put 3 pounds of wood into the boiler.
That's Scott McManus, the school district's assistant superintendent. He's the major force behind this innovative project. He explains the efficient wood boiler produces steam for a turbine that powers the school. Then, the steam warms up glycol that heats the school. The combined heat and power system saves the school district enough money to employ a counselor and a music teacher.
So we're on number 23.
No, I'm not ready.
Tok's fifth graders are just starting to get the hang of their instruments in Ruth Fastenau's music class. High school senior Claire Burnham helps them out.
It was amazing. We used to have one, but it ended my third grade year. And so when we found out it was coming back, a lot of us were really excited to have music again.
Burnham will study music at UAF in the fall. Meanwhile, back at the power plant, McManus says that even after the new facility heated the entire school...
We have all this extra heat. Let me see how we have all the doors open. We're just blowing heat out into the air right now.
McManus says initially they wanted to build a heat loop to provide warmth to other community buildings, but they couldn't find the funding for the project. So while they refined that idea, some of the heat is being pumped into a commercial greenhouse.
The floor is made of wood chips as insulation. Better than foam. We can lay the beds right on it. You can see in here right now, I don't know what the temperature is, but it's probably 70 degrees.
In front of McManus, rows of old highway guardrails are filled with soil. As soon as there's enough daylight, they'll be planted with vegetables to feed the district's students.
What did I say? Spinach, kale, regular lettuce, probably not too much head lettuce. And then that's what we're going to do right now because we're wanting to get the salad bar going this spring. So we'll actually have food in the kids' plates this spring. And I'll send you a picture of a plate full of lettuce. That would be awesome.
In the summer, they'll plant things like tomatoes and onions that can be processed into sauces and salsas and preserved for winter. Food Services Coordinator Danny Rutledge says there's a practical reason for the school to grow vegetables.
Stuff might last longer because a lot of times by the time we get something, it's already a week or two or a month old, so the preservation time will be longer. And one of our goals is to have less preservatives in our food.
The school district is considering cooking and freezing hundreds of pounds of lasagna using the summer vegetables instead of buying it pre-made. Rutledge says they also want the kids to be able to connect to their foods, even though it's primarily a commercial enterprise.
We want to bring the kids out there. We want them to see the process of growing your own vegetables and processing your own vegetables.
Part of the process is caring for the soil and adding nutrients, which takes us back to the biomass plant and a barrel of ash cleaned from the boiler.
What do you do with your ash?
We use it for fertilizer, just wood ash.
Sometimes, though, it's not only wood ash at the bottom of the boiler. McManus says they briefly had a problem with dirty wood. The silica-heavy pine needles melted in the boiler and left chunks of glass. McManus says they've had to work through some kinks in the system, but for the most part, the project has gone smoothly.
There's nothing in here that's not been tried and proven. We had a little bit of tweaking to do. We had some design issues related to an Arctic environment.
He says they hope to begin planting vegetable starts in mid-February. In Tok, I'm Ann Hillman.